This episode was sponsored by Critical Dice and the Endless Bag of Dice.
Welcome to the Compendium, a resource designed to help you spend less time learning D&D and more time actually playing.
Yeah, so let's unpack what they look like.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Right? Because it's a very interesting blend of a lot of different things, I think, in their own way. They're very distinct, first of all. If you see a half-orc, there's no question about what they are. Like, you know it's a half-orc.
Yeah, exactly. Unlike the half-elves, where it's like, are they human or the elf? I don't know.
Yeah, they look one to the other.
Right.
They thing. Can it's like, they no, can you know what this is.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, so half-orcs, they typically have kind of a grayish, dusky skin. Usually there are tusks or talons, not talons, basically the big underbite with the the two tusks coming out, basically. More of a sloping forehead, the jutting jaw, and also they're massive. Like, they're really big.
Really beefy humans, because they can start at 5 feet,
right.
So they can be kind of average to short size as far as like a human goes, but you can get up to 7 feet,
yes.
And their weight can get up to like 250 or 300 pounds,
right? Yeah, 180,
all
like
muscle,
250,
assumingly.
All muscle. Yeah, so they're just like linebackers, basically. They're just these big dudes, and they're physically imposing. They've got that the tusks and the skin coloration that really just marks them. Oh. That's a half-orc. It's unmistakable, and you just can't hide it. And I think a lot of them just, they don't.
Yeah.
And again, too, because of the cultures, especially if they grew up in orc culture as opposed to human culture, there's going to be war wounds, there's going to be brands that they may or may not try to hide, or even, revel in the fact that they have a tattoo or brand over their eye, or there's this wicked scar on their arm or something like that. So it does tend to give them a very intimidating and wild look. It's like when you're at the grocery store and you see like a mom with a couple of like little kids, and there's like dude coming down with like full sleeve tattoos, biker vest, and they're like, she's like shushing the kids over to one side, and it's like, I know that dude from church. It's fine. But like, it's a very intimidating presence. And you're like, okay, yeah. So it makes a lot of sense.
Right. But their size is still medium.
They're still medium.
Right?
Yes. I don't think.
That's such a, I mean, medium is interesting because it's such a big range.
Yeah.
You can be a very like broad swath of sizes and still fit into a medium category.
Yeah. As long as you're like around 5 feet to like 8.5, 9 feet, you're medium.
Like 80 pounds to 300, 400 pounds. Like, I don't know. It's just a very...
Yeah, it's pretty wild. Yeah, but then again, the two, like, humans in real life range that much too.
That's true.
Right? Like, I work with a guy who is 6'5", and I used to work with a girl who was 4'11", and used to say that, no, I'm not a dwarf or something like that, because I meet the height requirement to not be that. And she was very proud and protective of it. And I know people who were like super skinny like me, and other people who were just massive slabs of beef. And is that okay to say? I don't even know.
You guys will find out in the comments. The internet
massive
will tell us.
Slab of beef here. I enjoyed your podcast. Thanks, man. Don't hurt me, please. But yeah, you look at the swath of humanity, you have like just crazy, crazy stuff. Like, you see those pictures of people who are cheerleaders and WNBA players, and they're like both human women of about the same age, and one is 4'11", the other one is 6'8". And you see them together, and you're like, wow, that's incredible. So same thing for medium creatures.
Right.
It's a huge, huge span.
Right. And I think, too, even though they're, like, girthier and bulkier, like we talked about in some of the other episodes, armor, that kind of stuff, would still fit them without a lot of, like, modifications needed.
Yeah.
You could just assume you'd loosen some of the laces to get it to the right,
right.
muscle shape.
No, yeah, exactly. And a lot of armor is made like that. Even, when you go to a Ren Faire, you can see that there's like buckles and straps and under
usually
tunics.
Usually a couple zippers.
Yeah, hidden zippers, zip ties, that kind of stuff. But you're right, though, that huge range of, 5 feet difference of different medium creatures, that could pose some problems, but this is the one place, thankfully, D&D 5th edition doesn't really lean into that.
It's kind of the other way.
It's kind of hand wave that away and stuff. So yeah. I'm kind of happy about that. So
one thing I did find interesting about half-orcs is that if memory serves, so far they're one of the races with one of the shortest lifespans we've seen so far, which is shorter than humans, which is what fascinated me, because they go up to about 75, and I think humans aren't much above. I think they're like 80.
Yeah.
But that was really interesting that they have the shortest lifespan out of any of the races that we've seen so far.
Yeah. In fact, they mature really, really quickly, like the Dragonborn.
Like 13, 14, I think.
So half-orcs, like about 15, I think, is the number that I saw, or 14, and they'll live up to 75. But if you look at orcs, just plain orcs, they mature at like age 12 and live to 60. So the human influence actually is a benefit there, but it's still, like you said, one of the shorter lived races that we've come across so far, especially in the Player's Handbook.
Right. There's no confusion like there is with tieflings about like what they could or couldn't look like, or the colors of their skin or eyes, or, I mean, obviously you can homebrew anything you want. But per the Player's Handbook, it's just kind of straightforward with this is what an orc looks like.
It is pretty straightforward, and I don't think I've seen any real like wild cosplay of half-orcs or different variations. Although I will say this, I have seen like the darker gray skin tones, but I've also seen like straight up green, like just Hulk green.
Well, actually, let's talk about that real quick, because I was trying to decide if a Hulk would be a good comparison to a half-orc. I don't really totally feel like it fits, but at the same time, it's that like on-off like we were talking about. Do you think that conceptually a character like the Hulk, or you know, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, or some of these well-known fiction characters that have like that one side or the other, where they're just going to be in like a huge rage and destroy everything versus a very palatable, kind, thoughtful person. Do you feel like that it kind of fits the mold of a half-orc if people are looking for a concept to kind of define them by?
Yeah, I think so. And it goes back to that passion, right? I think half-orcs, according to the lore, are not one-note passions, right? It's about they do all things to the extreme. Whether that is anger or laughter or joy or depression or whatever it is, they don't have a slider. It's on off switch. But when it comes to the element of anger or rage or battle, the Hulk is a really great example, because physically imposing, really big, strong, feels anger as a standard action, you know, feels rage as a free action. And so I think that maps really easily to the Hulk. And I've seen something on Reddit and stuff where they make Marvel characters into D&D, and they almost always choose half-orc as the race for that.
Thanks for equipping the compendium. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast if you haven't done so already, since new episodes are published every Tuesday and Friday, or Monday and Thursdays if you guys are a patron on our Patreon account. If you enjoy listening each week, a great way to help support the show outside of contributing to Patreon is just by sharing a link to this episode with a friend. We hope to see you back in a few days for our next episode, where we will be continuing our discussion, delving further into the wonderful world of D&D.